everything's running smoothly.
Yo, yo, happy Friday! More like a yippie Friday! What's going on, Pete? My brother across the... Oh my God, I keep saying you're across the phone line. No, he's right here. I gotta get used to that. Pete Sweeney to my left! What's going on, buddy?
Good morning, hearts. It's a good day to be a Kansas Cityan. It is another edition of the KC Morning Show presented by Charlie Hustle. It's the 3rd of July. Happy 3rd of July to you.
Thank you.
If you're just waking up in Kansas City, doesn't matter if it's the morning and the rabbits are hopping around. It is as hot as it would be in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm. It's gross.
The real feels hot. The regular feels hot.
Ooh.
You want them both?
Yeah, hold on, because if it's hot and heavy, then you got to break me off with that real. Woo, that real feel.
So it's 82 degrees, partly cloudy, but it feels like 87. That's plus +5. See that?
I caught that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I picked up what you were putting down.
High of 90 today on Friday. Low of 72, partly cloudy. A stray shower or thunderstorm is possible. High near 90 Fahrenheit. Few Brits in Kansas City. I don't know what the Celsius on that is, unfortunately. Tonight, partly cloudy. For your 4th of July, you want your 4th of July forecast?
Yeah, man.
Intervals of cloud and sunshine. High of 89, low of 71 at nighttime when you're looking for those fireworks. Should cool down, mainly clear.
Oh, wow. That was a good one.
When you're getting illegal, the weather will be all right for all your illegal activity.
Come on, man. Don't be a bummer.
What?
Come on.
Look, I'm just speaking. I don't think fireworks are technically allowed, quote unquote, in Missouri.
Don't be a narc, man. If you won't tell, I won't tell. This is America's day, damn it. Are you a patriot, Pete? Peter P. Sweeney, the P does not stand for patriot. Or patriotism.
I like patriotism, and I like safety more. I just don't want to have my house be set on fire.
That star-spangled safety is what you want.
High 91, that. Low 72 on Sunday, mostly sunny, and then we'll be, I guess, back with you on Monday. Here's what I decided on the vacation, because I technically have vacation next week, but I'm going to be in the city, so let's wipe out the Wednesday show.
Oh, really? We're gonna bang Wednesday, huh?
I'll do Monday and Friday. I need a break. Before we get into this football season, that's going to be nonstop. Uh-huh. I apologize to the listeners.
You went to New York, didn't you? Take a break.
I need another one. I need a double break.
Hold on. So I got to ask you this because I always think we're both fairly cynical, to be honest with
you. Sure.
So I need to just be honest with me, man.
What?
You went to New York 2 weeks ago.
Right.
You want a day off next week.
Well, yes.
Right around that period, it's like, I don't know. It's what some people call the incubation time.
Okay.
I just want you to be honest with me. Is this a vacation or are you not feeling well and you need to, you know that this might be a thing? Like that thing. Like, are you taking a day off to maybe get, you know, the thing put up your nose?
No.
You can test
this. This is a staycation. I do it every year before the season starts. Truth be told, here's the thing. My dad wanted me to go on this golf trip. Golfing is not, although it was fun, and I know my dad's going to listen. I know it was a lot of fun, Dad. It's not a restful vacation for me. I like to basically hibernate for a week before the season begins.
Okay.
And so hard to hibernate when you have to wake up to do this program. I will do it on Monday and Friday. I'm willing to do that. I do want to have a few days in a row where I can reset the body,
yep.
Sleep for 72 hours. Maybe walk into the kitchen in between, grab a little milkshake.
I
have a blender now.
Oh, wow.
I got some French vanilla in the fridge. I got some bananas. It's a little banana vanilla milkshake. Go back to bed, you know? 3 days in a row, all of a sudden, come in Friday, feeling real refreshed, real ready to go. So we'll do the Monday-Friday circuit next week,
All right. Monday-Friday.
I was
going to
do no shows, so I'm going to do two. And I know Pat the Bat is happy because we're still going to do the Friday show, which means we'll mention Charlie Hustle.
Wow, it took us 4 minutes.
No, I
minutes.
Said it at the beginning.
Did you? Okay, I wasn't paying attention.
The key to this show, maybe to make it better is if you start listening.
But man, when that intro hits, it gets that bum.
Yeah.
Bum.
It's a two-person show. And
it gets me going.
My co-host doesn't even listen to the words out of my mouth. So
no.
That's a good thing.
No. Well, how you doing, bud?
I'm good. I did actually another radio show yesterday. I did middays on 610 Sports Radio. I told them today it's Cody and Bold because I'm going to be bringing the Bold takes. And I called it Cody and Bold for the rest of the program. And it was. And it was. I got some texts. People were happy with how the program went. And good for a nice little change up on 610 Sports Radio.
I was going to say, good for who? Were you going to say good for 610? Good for you.
Good for everyone involved.
There you go. Because you know your worth, baby.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
Yesterday, they paid me $0 to do that show. So
well, you know your worth.
And it's $0 and 0 cents.
Ooh. Ooh. No, I should. Is it postage? Should I go listen to it?
Yeah. It's okay. Only 4 hours. So just carve that time out of your day. So
I got nothing but time. Yeah. Four hours for the 4th of July.
It was a good program. What I would do is, if you really want to listen to what I did yesterday, just pick a random hour with the podcast is up. It's under Cody and Gold, even though yesterday, as I said, was Cody and Bold. Mm-hmm. And
let it be known.
Take a listen, see what you thought.
Okay, my man, Peter P. Swing. The P stands for plugging.
What did you do yesterday? Anything?
Not a whole lot. I stayed at the place. I stayed at the new spot.
Do you want to tell people the situation for sleeping last night?
Well, I was going to introduce it. The new pad to some friends of mine, and we were going hanging out. We were christening the place as only I can do. So there was puffing and passing going along.
Yeah, Mr. Social Distance. There he is.
No, it's a big apartment. Right. So I can. It's a building.
No
so
doubt they, about and, it. Yeah.
Listen, I was on the second floor. They were on the first. We were talking through a can. Sure, it was a can.
Yes, of course.
Twine. And so I may have gotten just a little bit too swifty.
That's an interesting adjective.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and
I like that.
I decided to do the responsible thing because I'm a grown-ass man now. I got to pay rent. I was like, I'm going to stay here. Let me just stay here. It's only 10 minutes from the studio.
No pillow?
Had a pillow.
Oh, you had a pillow.
One pillow from there because there's a couch down,
right.
Down like in the foyer area.
Yes,
I
sure.
have that now. And so I stole that pillow, but the couch is dirty, so I didn't want to sleep on that couch.
It's a nasty couch.
It's just it's not nasty, as in like nasty.
Some would say it's a nasty boy. Yeah.
A little dusty. So I slept on the floor, man.
Yeah. When you sleep on a wood floor, that is one of those nights when you wake up, look yourself in the mirror, and say, what am I doing? You got to get yourself some kind of cush.
No. Oh, well, that was not the problem.
No, I wasn't. Not that kind of cushion. A cushion.
Oh. With a C.
Yes.
Honestly, though, I didn't think it was all that bad.
Oh, okay, good.
I'm an Eagle Scout, man. I can sleep in all kinds of crazy situations.
Forgot about this.
I've done the wilderness survival.
I'm surprised you didn't set up a bamboo hammock somehow.
I didn't have anything. I had to sleep in a hoodie. Didn't even have blankets.
You know
and
what?
And I persevered and got here early. Got here before you, by the way.
Yeah.
I got here at 4 o'clock.
Right. Well, things have changed since before COVID. We used to do this thing where we would prepare at night. You like to prepare for the program in the morning.
I do.
Hey, as long as you're ready to go, I don't care what you do. But of course you're going to be here early. I mean, what? You get here at 4 a.m. now. I'm not.
Don't think I forgot about our arrangement either.
That we're not doing that anymore.
Yes, we are. Oh, well, I guess we're going to have to do it. You're going to have to do a delivery now. You get to send it to my place.
Yeah, I mean, 4 a.m., I'm in the middle of my beauty sleep.
Uh-huh.
You're not going to look.
Well, hold on. Back up.
This good.
Back up and tell the folks what our original plan was.
Because
roles have since reversed on everything, I think.
I don't know. They do call it this thing, and you've been probably hearing it in the news, COVID forgetfulness, where you forget everything prior to COVID.
Gotcha,
like, what was life
gotcha.
Like before this virus? I don't even remember.
Yo, COVID confusion. Okay.
Long time ago. First 29 years of my life gone.
What it happened was.
For my memories.
And the KC Morning Hoes know this.
Hmm?
It would be if I was late.
Late.
To the show. Hmm. By every minute I was gone was another dinner date for Pete. As much as I was late, I'd have to then buy
That's
him
right.
dinner. Well, it didn't happen that way. Pete was hella late.
Twice in a row.
Ends up
in the same
owing
week.
Me three dinners.
Right.
And we're not talking snacks, right? These aren't small plates. No. These aren't apps and desserts. I want a full course.
It's like a pretzel.
No.
When you go to the mall.
Mm-hmm,
Auntie
M's,
we'll go on a mall walk.
Honestly, I'd cash in for that one. I would. I'll go ahead and cash in. But no, Pete owes me like three dinners, and now we're going to have to do it socially distant. You're going to have to just send me something curbside.
I won one back at one point, too, I believe.
Yeah, it was even worse than that. Well, hey, I'm not going to forget about that.
Okay.
We're going to just like the government and the economy, we're going to just shut it down for a second. We're going to hit pause on what we did.
All right.
And then once we get this thing roaring up and going and get really rocking and a rolling.
Yeah.
I want my dinners. I'm going to cash in on that.
Qdoba, maybe we'll go, or Applebee's or something like that.
I mean, okay. I mean, Applebee's ain't bad. I mean, half price after nine. So
you have to have more respect for yourself.
The Hy-Vee bar
off
is
the
shut
floor
down, man. The Hy-Vee bar is gone.
And come with me to like a Jack Stack or something. That's what you should
Nobody
be saying.
Nobody wants to eat barbecue with tablecloths.
You're saying, know your worth, know your worth. You're settling for Applebee's? I said, you didn't even flinch. I said, Qdoba or Applebee's? You didn't even flinch. You said, that'd be great. You want to ant the M's. Get it together, man. God.
Oh, what's happening to me? All right, Pete, I want to do a thing with you, if you don't mind. In the spirit of Independence Day, the 4th of July, you're Patriot Pete.
That is me.
I'm going to call you that the rest of the show. Patriot Pete, going to be put to the test. Ooh, man, what an alliteration.
Stop putting me to the
was.
Test.
No. You are the journalist.
Just
here.
Let
you
everyone
have a
know,
master's,
too,
right?
As far as the Patriot, I mean, I'm not Mel Gibson. I will say that.
You're certainly no Bill Pullman.
Okay.
That's for sure.
Well, I don't even know what that means.
Good morning. In less than an hour, aircraft from here will join others from around the world.
Here we go.
And you will be launching the largest aerial battle in the history of mankind. Mankind, that word should have new meaning for all of us today.
Yes, it does. It does to me.
We can't be consumed by our petty differences anymore.
No, sir.
We will be united in our common interest.
But
perhaps it's fate that today is the 4th of July, and you will once again be fighting for our freedom. Not from tyranny, oppression, or persecution.
Obama! Obama!
But from annihilation.
The invisible enemy.
We're fighting for our right to live.
He's a wartime president.
To exist.
It'll be gone by Easter, though.
And should we win the day, the 4th of July will no longer be known as an American holiday, but as the day when the world declared in one voice, we will not go quietly into the night. We will not vanish without a fight. We're going to live on. We're going to survive. Today, we celebrate our Independence Day.
Hell yeah! Oh, hell yeah!
Maybe this is what... Maybe this is what our country needs right now, is just a uniting force of aliens to attack us. And that way you can put your differences aside. Who cares about masks at that point? We got bigger problems on our hands.
At that point, man, just take us. I've been waiting for aliens to take
us
for
years now. Our response against the aliens has been fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. I've talked to all the aliens.
Beautiful call.
They are friends of mine, and we're working it out. Yeah. Oh, the head alien? Yeah, good friend of mine. We're working it out. They look at America and finally respect America. That was my first attempt ever at Trump, and I think I did okay.
That wasn't a bad one.
I did okay. Let me give a lesson to all those people out there.
Okay.
I took a little improv. I was an improv level 4, so they could make me keep paying the money. Impressions are more about what you're saying, the material, than they are the actual voice. Like, no one's going to be perfect. But if you can kind of nail the gist of what that person might say, to be in okay shape.
Interesting. Okay.
Like last episode, right?
Okay.
I did a ridiculous impression of you.
Yes, it was.
But it was me saying, Laszlo, can I get coffee? That makes it
You painted the picture.
Funny.
That's true.
There you go.
Situational humor.
Ridiculous.
Well, this might be situationally funny because I'm going to put you on the spot. Fourth of July quiz, my friend.
Oh, God.
I got to put the Patriot to the test. You got a master, so this is you have no excuse.
Right.
All right, Pete, number one, we're going to go through, let's do 10 real quick. They're super fast. It's like it's a multiple choice, okay? Number one, which document does the 4th of July commemorate? Come on, man, you should know this. The Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Emancipation Proclamation, or the Declaration of Independence?
The 4th.
Boom, ding, 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 the 4th federal holiday on July 4th.
Tea in the water, ass in the sand. A little Boston Tea Party joke for you.
A patriotic list here on your KC Morning Show. This is a dummy. This question is worded poorly. It's who declared the 13 colonies were no longer part of the British Empire? All right, it's a bad question. It's what body of people what was that called? The Continental Congress, the Constitutional Congress, the Conventional Congress, or the Confederate Congress? What do you got?
Constitutional.
Constitutional Congress. Let's just see. That's wrong. Incorrect.
What is it?
The Continental Congress declared that the 13 American colonies were no longer part of the British Empire. In fact, they are their new nation, the Continental Congress. That's where you found that. Which statement, number three, which statement proposed the resolution of independence from Great Britain? So who was the one that said, yo, maybe we should give this a thought? You have. You're going to need some help on this one, I can tell. Thomas Jefferson, Peyton Randolph, Richard Henry Lee, or Samuel Huntington?
Thomas Jefferson.
Your correct answer was Richard...
John Hancock.
Richard Henry Lee. There's a musical called 1776, and you got to watch it. It talks about Richard Lee. Anyway, he was at the Second Continental Congress, proposed that they should do a resolution of independence. It was his idea, and then he went to Virginia to drum up the support, which you can find out in the musical 1776, starring William Daniels, who was Mr. Feeney on Boy Meets World. Number four, on what day did Congress vote for the American independence? What's the day? July 2nd, July 1st, July 3rd, or July 4th? I didn't go in order.
I think this is a trick question. I'm going to say July 3rd.
Oh, a day late, July 2nd, the actual day. Although the Continental Congress declared independence on the 4th, they actually voted on the 2nd. John Adams would later write to his wife, the second day of July, 1776, the most memorable epic in the history of America. It ought to be solemnized with pomp and parade with shows, games, sports, guns. So that's he's saying we should celebrate the 4th. You get the idea.
Yeah.
Who was the principal author, number five here, the principal author of the Declaration of Independence? Who you got?
Who wrote who were the choices?
You don't know this one off the top. Oh, my God, Pete. You have a master's.
Man. Who were the choices?
You have a master's. Ben Franklin, Thomas Jefferson, John Hancock, or John Adams?
This one was Ben Franklin.
Your schooling has done a disservice to you.
I haven't studied this. I haven't studied this in years. This was not part of my master's. When you get a master's, you study what you're about to do. I studied journalism.
Did you not do a little gen ed?
American history.
Oh, my God. The answer is Thomas Jefferson.
Thomas Jefferson.
Obviously.
Right, right. He was out of my head because I had answered Jefferson on the previous question, and so I thought, okay, it can't be him. He can't do two things.
That's right. By school Scantron logic.
That's right.
There can't be that many on the same test.
I am not going to get caught putting B for every answer.
And you shouldn't. Number six. You're not going to know this one, but let's see. You know what? What am I saying? You might pull one out. Which newspaper first printed the Declaration of Independence?
The New York Times.
First time. The first time.
The Washington Post.
To the folks. The Boston Chronicle.
The Chicago Tribune.
The Columbian Mirror. The Pennsylvanian Evening Post. Ooh. Or the Fairfield Gazette.
So I know that Pennsylvania was super lazy, and that's why their post came out in the evening. So I'm going to go with them, the Pennsylvania Evening Post.
Man, maybe the most difficult question so far, and he nailed it! Ding, 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 ding! On July 6th.
They needed a lot of time to make sure that the entire thing was printed, and so that's why it came out in the evening.
You nailed it. July 6th, 1776, the Pennsylvania Evening Post.
Right.
The first time the folks saw your...
Took the Pennsylvania Railroad, I think it was right past Broadway to get to.
Number seven.
Do not collect $100.
In 1778, how did George Washington, in fact, this is the...
Oh, by horse.
How did George Washington celebrate the 4th of July? How did he do it?
By taking his teeth out.
Oh, man. Probably should have. But instead, did he celebrate the birth of his child?
Mm-hmm.
A double ration of rum?
Yeah.
A day of fasting and prayer? Or he got married?
I think I'm going to go with marriage.
He was married to Martha long before this. Come on.
Martha Washington.
Did you take one history class?
All right, the double rum.
There he is. The double ration of rum in 1778 in the headquarters.
I'm a second here if I have to answer any more questions.
I mean, you might need it. I might need it just to keep myself sane. In 1778, he did a double ration of rum in Ross Hall, the headquarters near New Brunswick, New Jersey.
The great Ross Hogg.
Who wrote the lyrics to the Star Spangled Banner? You should know this one.
Mm-hmm. What are the choices?
Oh, say, can you see who it was, man? Come on. Walt Whitman, Ralph Waldo Emerson, Francis Scott Key, or Henry Wadsworth Longfellow?
Francis Scott Key. I know this one.
Francis Scott Key. There he is. September 14th, 1814. He was witnessing the bombardment of Fort McHenry.
Some would say that Fergie's version was Francis Scott off key.
Pretty good job. That's pretty good. Number nine, on the original American flag, what shape were the 13 stars arranged?
Thank you for doing it with your hands.
Oh,
a circle.
Appreciate that.
That's what happens when you talk with your hands, man. That's not good. All right, and we will finish it off with this, your last one. All right, then we're going to move on so you can get it. Man, take your L on this one.
I got a 90.
You got two.
Well, 90%.
What kind of curve are we grading on, man?
What are you talking about?
All right. Which U.S. president first held a 4th of July celebration at the White House? So you think it's one of the early ones.
This is good.
James Madison.
Right.
Tommy J.
Right.
John Adams. Mm-hmm. Or George Washington?
Whew, this is tough. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say Bill Clinton. He held some kind of 4th of July bash.
You know what, Pete? You're S'ing all over my list. I didn't even play the intro song, and you still find a way. The answer was Thomas Jefferson.
Some say the party was too fun for Bill Clinton. You know? It's like, easy, Bill. Freaking relax.
Bonus question. Of those four men, which two of them died on the same day, which happened to have coincidentally been July 4th? Mm. Again, James Madison, Thomas Jefferson, John Adams, or George Washington? This is just a question that I knew top of my head.
Well, Clinton is still alive.
Cool. Clinton is he's D.
Jefferson and Adams, I'm going to go with.
Jefferson and Adams, you were correct.
Yep.
That's it.
That's why they both are on the $2 bill. Have you ever seen a $2 bill? Jefferson really is on the $2 bill.
You did a poor job on that. You're not a very good patriot, but you know what? I'm going to let you have the weekend to study up and be star-spangled awesome. Can you do that?
Sure, man.
All right. You're going to take me the news, but I have breaking news for you right now. We are officially, Pete, halfway through 2020.
The time is now.
Focus on the fundamentals. We've gone over time and time again.
This is who we are.
I'll ask you one last time. If you put your effort and concentration, we're going to be winners.
You have to taste to win, want to win, and above all else, have the will to win.
That's how winning is done.
There we go. I thought we needed that little halftime pump-up speech. We were halfway done with 2020. Clear eyes, full hearts, can't lose. Pete, take me to the GD news.
You know, I woke up today, and I wasn't in store. I wasn't ready. I didn't know I was in store for this 4th of July question thing, this special show where we're shouting. And But here we are. Anyway, so let's do some news.
In other news,
this city needs its news.
News team, assemble!
Gonna keep that yelling going. That's our motif for the day. Peter P. Sween. The P stands for this day. What are we gonna go with? We're gonna go with today. P stands for what you go.
What do you mean? What do I want?
I'm
going to
give
called?
It to you. Look at me. I'm a giver today.
Oh, pretty handsome.
Ooh. Peter F. Swing. The F stands for freestyling on a Friday, because on Fridays on your KC Morning Show, my man Pete, he will freestyle this news intro.
It's a
fire beat.
This is the one thing I didn't prepare for on this show. I could figure something out.
You've done that. You know what, Pete?
All right.
It's a Friday. It's a happy Friday. Yippee Friday, Peter Sweeney. Are you ready?
I guess so.
Gonna count you in. 5, 6, 7. Here we go. Hey.
Welcome into the KC Morning Show. Shout out to each and every KC Morning Ho. You love this show. Tell the truth. Don't lie. It's a weekend for freedom. The 4th of July.
Is it
red, white, and blue? Or blue, white, and red? Fireworks, hot dogs, beer to the head.
Oh my God.
6 feet away in the sun we will bask. Next sport should be better as long as you wear a mask. I'd rather not be around you if you outright refuse, but I'm sure we're about to hear more about that in the news.
Oh my God.
Oh man.
That was legitimately excellent.
Yeah, man.
I wasn't ready. I wasn't ready.
You're not worthy.
Not prepared. That was... How long did it take you to write that?
What do you mean?
Come on. How long did it take you to write that? Come on. How long did it take you to write it?
That was off the top of the head, man.
You know what? I don't need to know. I don't need to know how the sausage was made because it was damn tasty, my friend. That was excellent. All right. Peter F. Swain. Peter just F that up in a good way. Whoo, my man. All right. You know what? Here's the thing. We needed that good news, that good freestyle, because the news is the same as it ever was. Still all bad.
Right.
Today, I'd like to start off with just giving a quick update on the COVID-19. In terms of absolute numbers, we are seeing increases in total case counts in Missouri. This is primarily driven by new cases in Southwest Missouri, St. Louis, and Kansas City. According to our most recent hospitalization model update, effective transmission rates have dropped or are stable in all regions except Kansas City. So looking at the data as a whole, Missouri is still in a good place. We are comfortable with where we are at, and we continue to safely move forward with our recovery efforts.
So, that, I mean, it seems like a bit of a disconnect from the first half of what he said to the second part. You know, where he's like, yo, we ain't doing so hot. But hey, that being said, we're doing great. What is Mike doing? We call Sleepy Joe Sleepy Joe, but man, I think it's Resting Mike. If it's Sleepy Joe, it's Resting Face Mike. We gotta see. What can we do here? I got nothing on. I'll think of it.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
Melatonin Mike.
It's bad. It's not great. The numbers aren't great. You've seen now a couple states close down again. It's tough to feel like you should do that. I mean, to reverse the
economy. You don't want to shut it down anymore. You've moved on.
I've not moved
on. You libertarian ass.
I have not moved on. I just, you know, if you restart it, it's going to be another 2 to 3, 4 months. I'm a lot like my guy Rand Paul. Like, give me some baseball.
You got things to do? Oh, yeah. You got some things to do?
Gotta watch some baseball.
This guy. Well, let's now, we got our KC numbers. Like I said, it's not going all great. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment, they said on Wednesday that there's over 14,990 cases confirmed. That's on the Kansas side. The Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services said on Thursday, over 1,000 deaths, 1,022 to be exact, attributed to COVID-19. 22,283 confirmed cases now since the outbreak started.
I think where I'm at is, of course, I want to see this go away, but being real, I'm just going to be real with you.
Break it down.
Since it's just me and you, Hartzell. Mm-hmm. This seems like a lost cause at this point, right? Mm-hmm. Isn't everyone going to be exposed to it? No matter what people do eventually?
I don't think we know. I mean, at this point, well, look at this. Okay, look at this.
This is a lost cause.
Well, hold on. Look at this now. We said there's over 1,000 deaths in Missouri, obviously. The Missouri health officials report that the state has seen an 8.9% increase in just the last 7 days.
Yeah.
The jobs numbers.
You see that? You're looking across the Atlantic Ocean with me.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
that's that ship, and it is sailed. That thing's gone.
Well, and that's the thing. Like 45.
You're not getting on that ship unless you want to dive into the salt water. That thing's gone.
That didn't work. That didn't work for Jack. Did not. So, because we had the job numbers that came out yesterday, and everyone's saying how great it is that we went from like 14 to 11%. That's still real bad. And also, like, those jobs aren't new jobs.
Right.
Like, those are people who've got lucky enough to get their job back, and they're still not talking about making any, they're not going to give us any more money. Like, that unemployment discount or just.
So many people are worried about the groove. I mean, Stella just wants her job back at this point. Right?
Man, I tell you what, you have become so woke in the last month and a half because you just made a How Stella Got Her Groove Back reference. I've never loved you more than this moment right here. You are now invited to my family reunions,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, thank you. I would love to come to
your
that.
Your card's in the mail now.
That's good. I will be there, and I'll bring a dish.
Oh, man, let's take it nationally. We're talking about those unemployment numbers. 45 is saying that we're roaring again. Everything's back and ready to go. And as I was telling Pete, the unemployment deal where you get an extra $600, that runs out on the 25th of this month. There's like 20 million, 30 million people who need this, who on the 25th, they go broke. And no one seems to care or give a flying whatever. And maybe when they see or when they hear these numbers, I don't know if they're just tuning out Doc Fauci. I feel like the man, he's just going on deaf ears now.
Fauci on the bench, man.
Put him in the game, coach. Let's go.
The country hitting 50,000 new cases in one day this week. America's top infectious disease doctor warning America is losing the war against the virus.
I think it's pretty obvious, Howard, that we are not going in the right direction. Right now, if you look at the number of cases, it's quite disturbing. We're setting records practically every day of new cases. That clearly is not the right direction.
Despite cases rising in 38 states and 19 pausing or reversing reopenings, President Trump today suggested things are under control.
We have some areas where we're putting out the flames or the fires, and that's working out well. The crisis is being handled.
I love that he had to take time to process what he wanted to say, some big word he wants to say, and he just lands on handled. He lands on repeating the last one.
Yeah.
All right, man, whatever. I guess whatever. We're doomed. We're all going straight to hell.
That's what I'm thinking. I think this game is over. I mean, it's like the Houston Texans, they had the lead.
Oh boy.
And maybe they were making some strides, 24-0. And then boom, bang, it's the fourth quarter and you're down 20. And all of a sudden, you're maybe thinking about next year. Let's go Chiefs.
So in this case, it would be not next year, it'd be what, like the next life? What are you doing?
Bill O'Brien is not we're not even in sports yet, but if you want me to talk about Bill O'Brien, we can get into some sports.
Oh, man. Okay, let's let me take it back a second, because we got to get serious for a little. If I could be serious for a moment, to quote Lance Storm, we got a problem with violence in Kansas City. We got a problem with gun violence in Kansas City. We got too many guns on the streets, and I don't know how. I don't want to get in an argument, so I'm not going to tell you how I think we should fix it, but we have a problem. The first step is acknowledging that. And last night was bad, and cops were getting shot. You know, this is as we got all this stuff going on with all the movements and the protests, we're trying to have dialogues and conversations. You take three steps forward to move five steps back. Two officers shot yesterday, and the update that I have as of this recording is no fatalities yet from the officers. One was released pretty soon, was pretty quick, and then one was, I think, was watched for, I mean, he was in critical status for a while. But like I said, y'all, we've got to do a thing, and we got to do that thing better. Come on, y'all.
We are concerned.
Comforting the men and women who serve and protect after two of their brothers were shot.
We're here to share with the officers, to give them strength, to pray for them and encourage them not to give up, but to keep doing what they ought to do in a very respectful, in a very kind and a caring way.
One officer quickly discharged from the hospital. The other rushed into emergency surgery. Both incidents taking a heavy toll. Reverend Miles and others are hoping to help lift.
They have families too, and they need to go home to their families. So we must be in serious prayer for our city. It is our responsibility to care about our city, and our responsibility is to say to our city, let this, what is happening now, stop.
Didn't even read Mayor Q's tweet, because it seems like he's got a new tweet every day about him mourning the loss of somebody who was shot. You know, we had the 4-year-old, and we had another toddler who was shot and killed. It's just unreal.
I don't envy Mayor Q's days right now.
Oh, man,
they got to be jam-packed with just, there's so many issues when it comes to the virus, to the social unrest, and now you add this, and violence before all of this stuff had been a problem in Kansas City, and through it all, it remains a problem. Yeah. So
I think we already surpassed last year's number. I mean, it's wild. So we got to do something about that. I will, again, repeat myself for the third show in a row. City of Lee Summit, I'm looking at you again. All the counties are now doing the mask policy. What are you waiting on? Because guess what?
The mayor of Lee Summit just announced he has tested positive for COVID-19. Oh, Bill Baird says he didn't have some of the usual symptoms of fever or headache, so he's sharing this message.
Hey, take care of yourself. Take inventory of yourself. Don't just think it's allergies. Try to pay attention to how your body's feeling.
Do the policy.
Right.
Because ain't nobody doing it in Lee Summit. Everybody in Lee Summit thinks that they're higher and mightier than that.
Right.
We are too constitutionally crazy. In Lee Summit, they're not wearing the mask. You gotta do the thing. It's Baird. I didn't vote for the man. You gotta do that thing you do, because it's just not, it's not hard, and no one's doing it in Lee Summit. So, Sporting Kansas City, they are going through their own COVID situation.
All transparency, guys, and I've been honest with you guys all along. We've done probably now over 1,000 tests. We have an unconfirmed positive test. And I say unconfirmed, and you guys can run with that however you want to. But I would say again, I would caution all of you, just because we're going through the protocol, and I think the protocol that we're going through will determine whether or not it is a confirmed case or not. And right now, I really tell you, I would not stake my opinion one way or the other if it was or it wasn't, because I know that having gone through a lot of this stuff, there could be an easy situation that it could be positive, and it also could be negative as well.
So we're going to wait for a second opinion on that one. I haven't heard a lot of sports teams saying that. Like, you know what, before we start saying these people have COVID, we should get a second opinion. I'm assuming that's what they're doing anyway. I just haven't heard anyone say it. So yeah, more news, I'm sure, to come.
This is the first, I love my guy, Big Firm. Mm-hmm. I just want to say that. Another Peter, a fellow Peter. This is the first I've heard of a COVID second opinion. I do have to note that.
I mean, you're not wrong.
I do have to.
Hey, I love the optimism. I love the optimism, PV. But let's just be real. Come on. I mean, I have no idea who it is. And hopefully it comes back as a negative. Hey, maybe the second opinion is the way to go. Maybe
right.
So we'll see. Right.
No, yeah, that's good.
The KC Pet Project, they are doing their thing to help out the doggos. I guess, can you get chips on cats too? You can chip anything. You can probably chip us here pretty soon.
What do you mean chip?
Like the microchips. What are you talking about? You want the potato kind?
I didn't know what you were talking about. I just wanted to be clear. I mean, there are different types of chips. You can get microchips and computers and things like that. Mm-hmm. Or you can have a little French onion. You get a little sour
I'm
cream.
Cutting you
get
you off.
Some
I'm
French onion
microchip tag and vaccine day for 100 pups, a time when too many dogs get lost.
We see so many stray animals that come into our shelter during the 4th of July week.
Noisy holiday celebrations are the reason.
They could be out in the backyard, could potentially jump a fence. Maybe you have people coming over, they slip out of the house.
Good girl, you did so good.
The shelter expects to receive as many as 50 stray pets this week. The norm is 30.
Good on-scene sound.
You were
on that story.
Yeah, you were an aggressive dog on that one because you provided all those. I know you guys think that was, you know, you thought that was an actual animal in that story.
That was a good news story.
That was
and
Pete Swing with the sound effects.
They had some good little boys barking away.
The goodest
in the
boys,
background.
The goodest girls. So yeah, good on KC Pet Project. They do good things. That's just kind of what they do. Maya Moore also doing good things. She quit basketball. She was maybe one of the greatest WNBA players of all time. I think she won like 4 championships or something like that. And she said, yo, there's stuff bigger and maybe even better. Definitely more important. She's helping getting people out of jail who were wrongly accused. And it's pretty awesome.
Tonight, after more than 20 years in prison, Jonathan Irons is a free man walking out of a Missouri prison thanks to help from WNBA star Maya Moore.
In that moment, I really felt like I could rest.
Following 4 WNBA championships, Moore put her career on hold to help with the case.
I'm absolutely elated and thankful just to be here in this moment right now.
At the age of 16, Irons had been tried as an adult and sentenced to 50 years in prison for assault and burglary. Moore and his lawyers seeing holes in the prosecution. The case finally overturned in March, paving the way for Irons, now 40, to be released on Wednesday.
I'm free. Praise the Lord.
There he is.
Hallelujah. I'm free.
There you are. Hallelujah. Look at him. And he still can hit that note. My man. So that's a super cool story, man. And she said, Maya Moore, she even admitted, she's like, yo, I'm not sure if I'm going to go back to basketball. So if she's happy and doing good work, man, more power to her. That is, no pun intended, more power. That's awesome. I'm a big fan of that. We're going to go back to the KCPD. And I know this guy in this story. He follows me. And I've noticed this now that people are getting blocked by like official government accounts. Didn't know you could do that. And apparently you can't, but it's still been a thing.
One person being blocked on Twitter is raising constitutional concerns.
Not quite sure why.
Matthew Calcara hopped on Twitter last week to find his online speech had gotten him blocked by KCPD.
I suppose I wasn't quite sure why they had done it in the first place. And then second of all, I didn't know that they could do that.
Bernie Rhodes is a media lawyer who works for our station. He says according to the Constitution, a public figure or department can't block anyone.
Just imagine if you wanted to stand in the middle of the street and yell, the cops are pigs. The cops can't arrest you for that. That's exercising your First Amendment right.
Now, the only thing I got out of that story was the public figure thing, because I made this about me. Am I a public figure?
No, you're not.
Let me
shut this down for right now.
Come on.
This story is ridiculous.
Look it up. What constitutes a public figure, you know? Because, you lose some rights out of the deal, the fact to be known as a public figure.
The Twitter.
It's an elite status. No. I got a check mark, too.
So. No. I'm going to throw
up.
The Twitter should almost not be an extension of this, because I feel like it's its own service. It's not like Twitter is a public service. And what network was that? Do you remember?
We don't give credit on this show.
Their in-house lawyer. It just seems a little ridiculous.
Yeah, you were saying a bunch of stuff. I'm trying to look up how to become a public figure. 7 essential steps to becoming a public figure. Let's see here. Don't forget where you... Oh, this is like once you get famous. Like, don't forget where you came from.
Right.
Share your experiences. Be yourself. Okay,
something
F
Will
off.
Smith would Google.
F off. I want to know what it takes for me to be that thing. You know what? I'm going to say it's me anyway. I got blue F and check marks. You know what? Tell your friends about me.
Right.
Wrapping it up, Pete, because you know we love to do a food story here. This food critic, he has been doing lots of takeouts since the pandemic started, and he's racked up a bit of a bill.
Well, let me just say this. People probably are going, whoa, that's a lot of money. And it may be, but I'm a single guy, never married, no kids.
Yeah.
I look at this as one semester of college education.
Okay.
So I have been into food for about 7 years now. I've really enjoyed food. There's just so much great food coming from these amazing restaurants here in town. And I want to do whatever I can to make sure these guys are around in the long run.
This guy, big food guy, big food guy.
His one meal a day from these restaurants is going to save the restaurants in the city. What city is this?
You say that, Washington, D.C. You say that he can't do it, but man, my guy has tried his hard. He's trying his hardest. Food critic Joel Haas ordered takeout almost every day since mid-March, and he has racked up a total now from over 100 D.C. restaurants of more than $20,000. And he does partially blame the fact that he is also a medical marijuana advocate,
right.
And he has said here that he credits his spending habits during takeout to the fact that he has been legally high every time he has purchased the food. Also, I'm not sure why that music was in the background. I think, and it was coming from his home. My guy's a free spirit.
He sounds like a special man. That's what I'll say.
He sounds like somebody I want to hang out with.
Yeah, maybe not me.
Morning show.
Oh man, it's that time of the day, that time of the week where we get to do the sweet stylings of our good friends.
Right.
Charlie Hustle, because they bring us the show today.
Yes. Hello. Welcome into the Charlie Hustle section of the show.
There he is.
And my gosh, look at these masks.
They got the new. Did they get some new ones in, right?
What do you know about a KC Hart Navy face mask?
Ooh, I know I want it.
That's
I know
right.
I want it.
Throw it on the old face, protect it. Don't get coronavirus like the Mayor of Lee Summit. And I think that's Charlie Hustle's new, I think this is their new catchphrase, you know, don't get corona with these masks. So they got some good masks. You can go online and add them to your cart and use the promo code.
Oh, whoa. I didn't know this. Yo, they got Black Lives Matter shirts now.
KCMS20.
Let's go. Hold on. Did this just happen? So they got Black Lives Matter, Strength in Unity, Liberty and Justice for All. Oh, my God. Charlie Hustle. What up, y'all? All right.
What's cool about those shirts is that 100% of the profits from the sale of them will be donated to the Urban League of Greater Kansas City.
Are you getting an email? Where are you seeing this?
And the Prospect Business Association of Kansas City. Don't worry. Pat the Bat and I, we have our conversation.
What?
And we make sure that I get the information.
Well, I get the shirts. You get the information.
The he knows I'll get it to the people. But there you go. Yeah, so... There's some patriotic shirts. There's some Black Lives Matter shirts. Really, I mean, if you go on to their website, there's something for everybody.
The
so
Boulevard,
make sure you do
the
it.
The Boulevard tees are dope. I still need that three-quarter.
There's some
one.
Tank tops, too.
I'm not big anymore, man. I lost all that. I lost
yeah,
my muscle.
You
weight.
Are small.
I lost
there's
it
no
in
doubt
divorce.
About it.
Yeah.
But, yeah. But listen, you don't have to feel small because you can get 20% off. KCMS20 is the promo code. You can use it both online and in person. KCMS20. Fridays.
No, presented by Charlie Hustle. We're not going to end it like that. No. You know when we do our radio Charlie Hustle plug, you know who has to come out of retirement for it. Come on.
He just can't be summoned.
Yes, it's only he has a. It was last week. It's been a week.
Listen, he can't be summoned.
Give these people what they want. At least
maybe before the end of the show, he'll make an appearance.
Oh,
but I mean,
Radio
right?
Henry.
Who knows?
Okay. Who knows? Can't even tell us the promo code. He can't even tell us what that is.
He can't find. I mean, look, he doesn't even. He can't even see. He lost his eyeglasses. The guy's been in radio since 1965.
Too busy playing the hits, huh? Too busy playing.
Feel bad for him.
I hope we hear from him later, but I'll hear from you right now when you tell me what that promo code is for Charlie Hustle.
Well, it's KCMS20. If you didn't write it down the first four times I said it. I don't know. I don't have anything for you.
Have you read any podcast books? Repetition is key. KCMS20 one more time. Promo code KCMS.
Seven times.
20.
Eight times. Nine times.
Greetings, heart soul. Search the force and a tremor I have felt. It was you. Your ego just busted a planet.
The KC Morning Show.
Where did this idea originate from?
Two things happened at the same time. One, this is an immigrant story. Before we even have a United States, the one founder who sort of came here from somewhere else. And two, this is a hip hop story because this is someone who wrote about his struggle so well that he transcended his circumstances. And that's what my favorite hip hop artists have always done. And so those sort of impulses at the same time sort of were what birthed the idea for this musical. I treat musicals the way I treat music. How you feel on the day determines what you're necessarily listening to. I think the lineage of Hamilton is probably some mix of Jesus Christ Superstar and Les Mis and Rent. Those are all, and Gypsy, and weirdly Gypsy and Sweeney Todd, because you know, with my first show, In the Heights, that was a show about a community. So we looked at a lot of shows about communities like Fiddler on the Roof and Cabaret. This show is about a person who is a force of nature. And so I looked at the shows where there's a person who's the force of nature and you either like go with them or get the hell out of the way. So I watched a lot of Gypsy. I watched a lot of Sweeney Todd to learn about how to write this. And so I see those shows' DNA all over Hamilton.
Talk a little bit about how this show really helped increase the appeal of hip hop to an entirely different audience.
Well, what's crazy is hip hop is 40 years old and still had not really made significant inroads. I mean, that's the greater sort of injustice of the thing. What's interesting is that there's something about Hamilton that just has a lot of on-ramps. If you are a musical theater fan who hadn't necessarily listened to hip hop, that's your way in. If you were a hip hop fan who didn't really mess with musicals, that was your way in. If you were a history fan who didn't really go see theater, that's your way in. And so the fact that it's this on-ramp for so many folks and then they meet in the middle is very gratifying to me.
This is Hamilton.
Going straight to one place, right to Kansas City.
The KC Morning Show.
Thank you, Sean Edwards, our Fox 4 film critic. Also, which I need to start adding his title as KCMS movie critic. And he's,
right.
And he's even said he was proud of that.
He is.
He enjoys the show. He's helped us out very much. And my boy got an exclusive with Lynn Miranda.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Big fish, little pond.
Man. Hey, this ain't his little pond.
Where little fish eats. And big old Shedwards comes in.
Mm-hmm.
And
that was pretty cool. That was actually pretty dope.
It's embarrassing. I mean, he's like a big old shark, and I'm here. I am like Nemo with my pal Dory.
Oh, am I? Okay, I get it. Yeah. Well, thank you, Sean. That was awesome. That was super cool. And Hamilton, I guess, is streaming today. on Disney Plus. So
yeah,
we're going to do something else real quick before Pete takes us to sports. It's going to be a busy show today. I get it, but your Friday show is always a little packed, and you can take it through the weekend. So we're going to do now, in the spirit, once again, of Independence Day, the top five, because this is still kind of our movie bit, because we didn't have Sean review movies, so we're going to just extend this. Your top five movies released on Independence Day.
I like it.
Back when you had the summer blockbuster. Not sure. Quite the same anymore. It's really not.
No.
Number five, and I think, Pete, you would probably get most of these.
Yeah.
And I think you're going to probably do well. Number five, the year was 1997. What do you got?
That's all you're giving
That's
me.
It.
No,
1990. Hold on.
There's no way.
It's, it came out in 97, and it's an Independence Day list. And it's number five.
Independence Day.
No, but Will Smith was in this one. Men in Black.
Men in Black.
1997 was Men in Black.
Loves alien movies, this guy.
It's the MIBs. Here come the MIBs. Number four, 1988, starring Eddie Murphy and Arsenio
Hall. Coming to America.
All right. Arsenio Hall also in that. People say I look like Arsenio Hall.
There's a part two of this coming out.
Cannot wait to. Coming to America, number four.
Probably got delayed by Corona.
Fascinating. Simi, look at this. America is great indeed. Imagine a country so free, one can throw glass on the streets.
As Trump will tell you, he was quick to ban as many people as he possibly could as soon as there was an excuse.
Number three, 1991. It is a sequel.
Mighty Ducks.
Some would say a better sequel than the first. It involves a man who was once a governor. Actor turned governor.
The governator.
Bodybuilder turned governator.
Twins.
Terminator 2, Dutch Judgment
Terminator
Day.
2.
Stay here. I'll be back.
I am the governator.
Now, number two on this list absolutely would fall under the category of the sequel was better. The first one is iconic. Don't
Back
get me wrong.
Back to the Future.
Wait a minute, Doc. Are you telling me that you built a time machine out of a DeLorean?
The way I see it, if you're going to build a time machine into a car, why not do it with some style?
Mm-hmm. Number two is the best. Although
some fireworks on this list.
And number one, we've said it. We've played clips already from the show. 1996 at number one, Independence Day.
Wow.
Did they make a sequel to that too, didn't they?
Did they make a sequel to it? They did, and it was terrible. Really? I actually read yesterday. For some reason, I don't know where I read this, but there was several other Independence movies maybe in the works, and the sequel of Independence Day was so bad, it's just the whole thing got put on the kibosh.
Didn't know that. Was at the beginning of cancel culture.
I think that's
we're canceling the 4th of July
now. I think
now?
We're going to give this the kibosh. Got it.
You want to take me to sports?
Yeah, welcome in to sports, man. It feels like a journey. It feels like a Moses length journey it was to get to sports today with all the stuff that you had.
Wow.
You even took two of my two sports stories, so I'll take them off my list. The Chiefs were caught yesterday like in a naming's right tease. Sports Business Journal caught wind that GEHA was going to be the new naming rights holder of Arrowhead Stadium, the Government Employees Health Association.
Wait, what is it?
GEHA. So it'd be something to the extent of GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium, which would be an interesting.
I hate that so much.
So if you want to go watch football, it might be at the Geech. But what the Chiefs said was that, okay, geez, this is a family.
It's a Friday show.
All right.
I'll bleep it out.
Presented by Charlie Hustle. KCMS 29 times. So the Chiefs came out and said there's nothing in place for 2020.
Oh, that's funny.
I've worked for the Chiefs. What this means is it's coming in 2021.
Yeah.
Probably. So, moving on.
I hate it.
Well, don't go to the stadium then.
I mean, it's going to be Arrowhead for the rest of our lives. Let's just be real.
Well, everyone will say Arrowhead to each other, no matter what it is. They could call it whatever they want. All right. The NFL, in a new thing for week one, they plan to play the Black National Anthem before week one games. It's lift every voice and sing, traditionally known as the Black National Anthem.
Well, it used to be called the Negro National Anthem back in the day.
It's expected to be performed live or played before every week one NFL game.
That's amazing.
And the league is considering a variety of other measures, during the upcoming season to recognize victims of police brutality. A source familiar with the league's discussions told ESPN's The Undefeated. This is interesting. I think it's a good gesture by the NFL and really a complete pivot to their old stance when Colin Kaepernick first started this thing, and I think that's just a sign of the times. So make it louder a little bit. This is.
You want to play it? I don't like this cut of it, to be honest. Hold on. I'm going to try to find a different version of it. Because this is the Aloe Black thing, and it ain't really good. He tried to do some things to it that he didn't need to. Hold on.
Well, there you go. That's just a start. That's just one of the measures you'll see the NFL make, at least according to them. So stay tuned on that. Speaking of change in the world, stadium sponsor FedEx asked the Redskins to change their nickname in Washington. FedEx has the naming rights to the stadium. They make the request that the team changes its nickname. This is the most momentum this has ever had as far as the Redskins finally changing their name. It's a derogatory term to a lot of people when it comes to Native Americans in our country. And I think it finally happens because there are a lot of people who sponsor the Redskins, a lot of companies who sponsor the Redskins, Nike included, who are pulling themselves. If you look up Redskins gear on Nike.com, as of today, there's nothing available.
Really?
Yeah. There's.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Put your money where your mouth is. That's how this stuff's going to change, right?
And I mean, we have some sound on it from First Take, and I think it's perfectly put.
You're damn right Snyder's going to change the name. If not today or tomorrow, sometime soon, he will stand up there and obediently change the name.
Wow. Max, let's simplify it, please, for our listeners, our viewers. The fact of the matter is if Nike, FedEx, and PepsiCo elect to pull their support of the Redskins franchise, unless Dan Snyder is going to change the name, then he will change the name because it's about money. It's always been about money, and that's the reality of the situation.
Yeah, that's basically what it comes down to. There's a lot of power in brands, and the owner, Dan Snyder, has never wanted to budge from this, but if the top sponsors that make you your money are going to pull out, you're eventually going to change the name.
All right, I got to ask you though, man. When are we going to have that conversation about the Chiefs?
Right.
I mean, it is up there. I've talked to a lot of my friends. I can't think of her name right now on Twitter. She works at Haskell, and you know, every time they bring up like the Tomahawk Chop or the Washington name, she always says, you know, for some reason the Chiefs kind of get left out of that conversation, but we may need to have that.
If Washington does finally go through, there's no doubt that now the Chiefs are going to be the next one in the spotlight.
Yeah, I mean, we move on up.
There's a scenario where it gains so much momentum so quickly that I wouldn't rule it out, but the Chiefs have for years been able to sort of divert it by saying that they're nicknamed after the mayor that brought the Chiefs to town and so on and so forth.
H. Roe Bartle, he was chief, all that stuff.
What's tough about that is, I mean, for a lot of years, they had what would be a Native American riding a horse. There is the chop, mm-hmm. as you mentioned. So I don't know. It's hard to disconnect that. They found ways around it in the past. I don't know. It is interesting because there's no doubt, you're right, the Chiefs will be next up in the NFL once this goes through. There's other entities that have similar names like the Cleveland Indians and the Florida State Seminoles. Yeah. You wonder where this goes. You talked about the Sporting KC case and COVID. A little story steal by you. Six players from FC Dallas have it as well. They're already in Orlando. I don't believe Sporting's supposed to go to Orlando until Sunday. I didn't get the email.
I didn't get the call.
You thought you were going.
I thought I was going for a second.
To Orlando.
And just to pull back, I think they thought I might have been going for a second too.
There's an asterisk here. Wait, I'm looking at the Sporting KC shirt. Only public figures are headed to Orlando.
Okay, touche. Not bad.
Per reports, all Chiefs preseason games could be canceled. They've already been halved. So there's only two preseason games right now. Should be one home and one away. But a lot of players think that it'll be either no preseason at all or one. As someone who covers the NFL, I do not like covering the preseason. It feels like wasted nights. So I've already gotten two nights of my life back. I will happily welcome four. Again, odd times. I don't ever see the preseason going back to more than two games. That's my takeaway.
So that is done.
Yes.
So we'll never get rid of it, though, right? Or will we?
You, to be fair, you do need two games. You don't need four. There's certainly, like, as I'm gearing up for the season and where it's the busiest time of year for myself, there are two nights at the beginning of the year I'm like, this is not even remotely meaningful when it comes to what this year's going to be. And it was like those extra two preseason games. There's probably room for two, to be fair.
Okay.
Because you need to get the rust off.
It's preseason for everybody, including the journalist. And
you got to evaluate the team. I mean, they end up cutting down to 53 in a typical year. So. But anyway, that's your sports here on this Friday, presented by
Hey-o!
Charlie Hustle.
Hell of a sports beat.
Yeah.
You covered it to its completion. You
want
completion.
Some events?
I do, and I got some music for you.
Always glad to get to completion, by the way. All right.
Happy Friday. Hold on.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right. So it's Friday, July 3rd. Ghostbusters at the Screenland Armor, 408 Armor Road, North Kansas City,
okay. In
Missouri, which is a fun little thing to do. July 1st, Friday Wine Tasting Series, the California Collection. That's at Pierpont's at Union Station. 5 o'clock. Tickets, pierpont's.ecwid.com.
Are you finding the beat a little bit? I can see how you're talking, kind of matching up that little groove, huh?
Yeah, I have a groove.
Match it, baby.
Yeah. Petey got his groove back already here. 4th of July cookie decorating, beautifully delicious. If you want, order the cookie kit and participate along with Katie at BDKC Bakery to decorate festive cookies for our favorite holiday. Mm. Little shade of Christmas thrown by Beautifully Delicious. Tomorrow, 8:30 p.m., Homecoming, the Kansas City Symphony presents Joyce DiDonato.
Oh.
So there you go. How about that?
I love it.
It's at 8:30 p.m. Kansas City Symphony. Check that out. 4th of July Globe Party at Repeal 18th. I believe that restaurant's right by where like Chicken and Pickle is.
Okay.
They're having a 4th of July Globe Party. Music, drink specials. Spend the 4th on their patio. They have a nice little patio out there.
So we're going out, huh? So we decided we're going to go out.
What do you mean?
So we're going to go to the restaurant.
Yeah, everything's fine. No, everything's normal.
Okay, whatever. All right.
If you go out to one of these places.
Whatever.
I actually had some patio drinks yesterday at JJ's here on the plaza. If you go out to one of these places, the protocol is to wear a mask inside, and you wear the mask till you get to your table, and then you could de-mask.
Why don't you ever tell me when you're going out, man? This is the first time I heard you went to another bar. You're still socializing. I know you ain't wearing a damn mask.
I wore a mask. I actually have masks.
Man. They,
some people out there think I'm Jim Carrey. I'm wearing a mask so much. All right, outdoor series continues tomorrow for 4th of July, 7:45 at the Screenland Armor. It's Jaws. Bam, 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 bam.
Nailed it.
Right, so we got the shark of all shark Shedwards on the show, and you could celebrate by go seeing Jaws.
Oh, Shark Swing.
Boulevard Tours is having a 4th of July daytime celebration. There's going to be a lot of COVID at this party. Boulevard Tours, 11 a.m. for the 4th of July. Betty Ray's ice cream truck will be there, though, so.
Worth it.
If you can get yourself a pistachio sundae.
Well, Trump said that what hydroxychloroquine would cure COVID. I think that Betty Ray's, why not? Give it a shot. What do you got to lose? That's what 45 said.
Bingo brunch, Sunday at 10 a.m. at Chicken and Pickle. If you go to an event every day this weekend, you're guaranteed to have COVID by the end of the weekend. So. Boulevard Beer Yoga, also Chicken and Pickle on Sunday.
Man, they know what to do. Man, Chicken and Pickle.
They're doing it.
Golly.
You ever hear of yoga, Hartzell? Well, how about yoga?
Have I heard of it?
Dog yoga. Sunday at 10 a.m. at Bar K. Cam, this one's for you, man.
Hey, what up, Cam?
I think Cam is still single.
Oh, my God. I have to.
So
well,
that's probably a good.
Cam hit me up on Insta. Cam's working.
He's back in the game.
He's working a little angle, man. And he bought me a fanny pack. What up, Cam? KC Morning Ho original. Bought me a fanny. And by the way, if y'all want to give me things, I am not too proud to beg.
There we go.
And it's a damn good
people
fanny
know. The people know. Oh, okay. Retriever meetup also, too, at Bar K. 5 o'clock. So if you have a golden retriever, get out there. Mm-hmm. Doesn't look like any other dogs are invited. Doesn't seem like that is good for the spirit of 2020, but teach their own. There you go. That's the events of Kansas City. KC Morning Show. The KC Morning Show on Instagram. Everywhere.
What's
KCMorningShow@gmail.com, too, if you want to get in contact with us.
What's your handles? How can people find you individually?
Of course, PG Sween everywhere for me. Hartzell KCMS.
That's not it.
On Twitter.
At Hartzell965. Just look for the guy with the check mark, baby.
Of the past 3 or 4 months, how many shows have you done for the Kansas City Morning Show, and how many have you done for 96.5? I have a handle question. I'm just wondering about the handle.
You can count the name, the amount of shows you can count with no hands. So things going well.
I think it might be time.
It might be time for a lot of things, Pete. And that's all I'll say about that.
All right. Well, listen. Hey, have a happy 4th of July from your favorite friends, right? We've got to be at least up there at this point.
I mean, if we've got each other, if nothing else, right?
That's true. Right? We're each other's favorite friends.
That's
maybe.
True. That is true.
I'll give you a maybe on that one.
Hard maybe. Hey, by the way, I'll take it. I absolutely
all
take
right.
that one. All right, man.
Put the music on.
I
I'm
love
at
you.
It. I'm
I
ready.
Appreciate
I'm
you.
Ready for some dogs.
You ready? You
I'm ready for some.
You want? Where are my dogs at?
I'm
Swing
ready for,
with me. Now. Oh,
whoa.
Boy. You said
I'm ready
you wanted
for
to go.
Some fireworks. I'm ready for wearing a flag mm-hmm. on my shirt.
The KC Morning
Happy
Show.
Happy 4th.
I'll see you in the morning. Say goodbye, Pete.
Smell ya. Smell ya.